Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for April 22nd, read by Buddy C. from Atlanta, Georgia. Meditation. Perhaps one of the greatest rewards of meditation and prayer is the sense of belonging that comes to us. We no longer live in a completely hostile world. We're no longer lost and frightened and purposeless. We know that God lovingly watches over us. We know that when we turn to Him, all will be well with us here and hereafter. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 103. Thought to consider. Prayer is asking a question. Meditation is listening to the answer. Acronyms. Pride. Pretty ridiculous individual directing everything. Just for today. Resentment. Step 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. But in AA, we slowly learned that something had to be done about our vengeful resentments, self-pity, and unwarranted pride. We had to see that every time we played the big shot, we turned people against us. We had to see that when we harbored grudges and planned revenge for such defeats, we were really beating ourselves with the club of anger we had intended to use on others. We learned that if we were seriously disturbed, our first need was to quiet that disturbance, regardless of who or what we thought caused it. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 47. Daily Reflections. New Soil. New roots. Moments of perception can build into a lifetime of spiritual serenity, as I have excellent reason to know. Roots of reality, supplanting the neurotic underbrush, will hold fast despite the high winds and the forces which would destroy us, or which we would use to destroy ourselves, as Bill sees it, page 173. I came to AA Green, a seedling quivering with exposed taproots. It was for survival, but it was a beginning. I stretched, developed, twisted, but with the help of others, my spirit eventually burst up from the roots. I was free. I acted, withered, went inside, prayed, acted again, understood anew, as one moment of perception struck. Up from my roots, spirit arms lengthened into strong green shoots. High-springing servants stepping skyward. Here on earth, God unconditionally continues the legacy of higher love. My AA life put me on a different footing. My roots grasped a new soil. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 12. As Bill sees it, complete security. Upon entering AA, the spectacle of years of waste threw us into panic. Financial importance was no longer our principal aim. We now clamored for material security. Even when we were reestablished in our business, terrible fears often continued to haunt us. This made us misers and penny pinchers all over again. Complete financial security we must have, or else. We forgot that most alcoholics in AA have an earning power considerably above average. We forgot the immense goodwill of our brother AAs, who were only too eager to help us to better jobs when we deserved them. We forgot the actual or potential financial insecurity of every human being in the world. And, worst of all, we forgot God. In money matters, we had faith only in ourselves, and not too much of that. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, pages 120 and 121. Big Book quote. Outsiders are sometimes shocked when we burst into merriment over a seemingly tragic experience out of the past. But why shouldn't we laugh? We have recovered and have been given the power to help others. Alcoholics Anonymous, The Family Afterward, page 132. 24 hours a day. AA thought for the day. People believe in AA when they see it work. An actual demonstration is what convinces them. What they read in books, what they hear people say, doesn't always convince them. But when they see a real honest-to-goodness change take place in a person, I change from a drunkard to a sober, useful citizen. That's something they can believe because they can see it. There's really only one thing that proves to me that AA works. Have I seen the change in people who come into AA? Meditation for the day. Divine control and unquestioning obedience to God are the only conditions necessary for spiritual life. Divine control means absolute faith and trust in God, a belief that God is the divine principle in the universe and that He is the intelligence and the love that controls the universe. Unquestioning obedience to God means living each day the way you believe God wants you to live, constantly seeking the guidance of God in every situation, and being willing to do the right thing at all times. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may always be under divine control and always practice unquestioning obedience to God. I pray that I may be always ready to serve Him. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota 55012. I'm Buddy and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.